Prescott looking middle, cover coming downfield for a win! CD couldn't hang on!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Yeah, it's one, all the reasons, like all the things. Someone actually tweeted me after the game. Like, I'm going to use a Nick Costos line. And when he said it to me, I was like, why didn't I say it? It's my line. It'd be like if it's like someone at the end of a wrestling promo, someone said to Stone Cold Steve Austin, because Stone Cold said so. That's the bottom line. Why didn't Stone Cold say it? Someone, and the person's right. You know what it was? That the over last night was like, that's a laboratory bet. Like, that was a bet. A beat to a bet that was like created in a laboratory by some sadistic son of a bitch scientist to torture us. That's not a real beat. That's like a fake beat. It's not real. Here's how we lost. Lightning delay for over an hour, and like the third best receiver in the league drops four passes. What? Like, Titans-Bears last year. Like, it was a terrible, terrible loss. Like, it's not terribly shocking that Will Levis turned the football over and surrender Cobra at mid-play. It's not that shocking. You watch Will Levis at Kentucky? Not that shocking. It is shocking when CeeDee Lamb drops four passes. Like, not Jalen Tolbert. Not Kevontae Turpin. Hell. Not even George Pickens, who like JBL clothesline from hell, a defender in this game. Like, he's, like, this film at 11. Like, hey, everyone, George Pickens is crazy. Did you know that? If you didn't, like, you got a reminder last night in this game that George Pickens is off his rocker. Very good player, but he's nuts. CeeDee Lamb signed a contract for $136 million. $100 million guaranteed. I know that some of you may not be able to comprehend this, so I'm going to do it in a Dr. Evil voice. $100 million guaranteed. It's more than enough to refund everyone that bet the over, right? My Venmo's at the Costos. Just saying. CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee had a little lamb. Nick Costos had money, had money, had money. Nick Costos had money, then CeeDee dropped the ball. And now my money's gone. It's gone. Did you know, dear listener and dear viewer, that this game last night started TD, 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 FG, TD, FG. These are all scores. Eight drives, eight scores, all before halftime, and one on the first drive of the second half. And we lost the over. We lost. How about this stat? Tweeted out by Evan Abrams of the Action Network. In the last 20 years in the National Football League, games with a total of less than 50, so this is last night, total less than 50, that had 40 or more points scored in the first half were 172-1 to the over. Now 172-2. We are one of the ones in 172-2. What are the chances of this happening? And a special shout out goes to Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders. Who, watching him last night try and score that long touchdown on a 49-yard run, Miles looks like he runs about a 13-minute mile. He looked like me on the 4th of July after like 14 Coronas. Horrible. I got Miles Sanders anytime touchdown. He breaks into the open field, and I'm like, I'll be real. I'm like, he's not scoring. I've watched Miles Sanders play the last few years, but you hope. And then here comes Zach Bond, and you know how it's going to end, and he gets tackled. So Miles Sanders, anytime touchdown, can't catch. Yeah, but yeah. And then after the Reed Blankenship near decapitation of Jake Ferguson in the end zone, the Cowboys get a 1st and 10 from the Eagles 11. What do you think is going to happen? They're probably going to score. Miles Sanders puts the ball on the ground. We lose the over. 2 plays. 1 drive. Money gone. I'm hoping that tonight's better. Can't be worse. I shouldn't say that. It could be. I hope it won't be. And just last note on the game, not even from a betting perspective. We talked a lot about Josh Simmons, right, for Kansas City, the 32nd pick in the draft. Just in case, and because I don't always explain this, right, in case people are like, well, the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl. Like, why did they pick 32nd? They actually traded with the Eagles. They made a trade with the Eagles. The Eagles picked 31st. The Chiefs picked 32nd. So the Chiefs took Josh Simmons, right, who I think is going to be a super important player this season. Jay Croucher on the show yesterday says he bet Josh Simmons to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And if you think he's nuts, you might be right. But also, like, Jay's done very well for himself betting awards. So the 32nd pick's gotten a lot of pub. I think we're like 2 weeks away from the 31st pick getting a ton of pub. Now, ball knowers know who this is. Jihad Campbell of the Eagles, who is like the perfect, like, he's what you think, like, all these tweener players that have been drafted, like Isaiah Simmons. Like Jihad Campbell is like what Isaiah Simmons, like what we all thought he would be or could be. Freak athlete. Can cover, like, I mean, you drop him in he's ridiculous in coverage in one game. He's fast, rangy, and he can rush the passer. The Eagles just signed Za'Darius Smith, like 20 minutes ago. Great signing by them. Howie did it again. 9 sacks last year. Great signing. You don't think the Eagles are going to use Jihad Campbell at pass for some this year, and Vic Fangio doesn't have something cooked up for Jihad Campbell? You'd be wrong. Another find for Howie Roseman and the Philadelphia Eagles. You better you bet on this Friday. Femi Abebefe with me. Femi, we went down together with the over bet, unfortunately. Yeah. So I don't know if we need to relitigate that all that jazz. You got some takeaways from this game though, right? That you'd like to share with the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'd rather not relitigate the over. We did that a lot during the 3 o'clock hour. You've done it as well. It's just, it's ridiculous. But to kind of piggyback what you're saying about Jihad Campbell, before we get into some of the takes that I have, like, this is the exact kind of guy that can win Defensive Rookie of the Year. Everything that we talked about when we're discussing the award earlier this offseason, you want to play a lot of snaps. Last night, he played 92% of the snaps. Like, they trust him. He's awesome, and they trust him. Not just that he's awesome, they trust him to play all those snaps. So keep that in mind over the next couple of weeks with his D-Roy price. Those markets are starting to populate once again out there before tonight's game between the Chiefs and the Chargers. But my biggest takeaway, though, Nick, last night, and you kind of alluded to it from more of a game decision-making standpoint, but I think from a play-calling standpoint and how the offense looked, Brian Schottenheimer has my attention as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I was thoroughly impressed with how much the Cowboys' offense looked like it was just a little bit more dynamic. They used Kevontae Turpin quite a bit in motion.
Well, as a fan, joking. Do you feel that? Are you talking about as a better or as a fan? Or both?
Both.
Yeah, yeah, I was really impressed by Shoddy also. I'm with you.
Yeah. Like we joked during Femi's Island, like, Shoddy's secret weapon, Kevontae Turpin, but, like, he was in motion quite a bit. He was getting looks at receiver, obviously what he can do in the running back spot as well, which they probably need to do more. When you look at Miles Sanders as the spellback, I don't know if we want too much of that after he fumbled. Oh, by the way, the forced fumble was Jihad Campbell. But, like, I thought Shoddy's offense looked really, really strong. And, like, yes, Jalen Carter was out. And I always want to preface that when I say anything about the Cowboys offense based off of last night. Like, that's a big-time deal. He's a big-time player. However, like, that offensive line seemed to hold up pretty well. Dak Prescott was nice. If Schottenheimer's going to continue to do this, And we've seen him have offenses in Seattle. I was there covering it back in 2019 where they've had dynamic offenses. Like, this Cowboys offense might even be better than what we all thought going in. And we already had high expectations for this offense. Like, I think this offense is good enough to kind of take this team to fringe wild card level. Like, I don't know if you're ready to go there. I might be ready to go
there. I don't know
why
they traded Parsons. So like, that's why watching the game, if Micah Parsons is on this team and you watched that game last night, this looks like a playoff team.
They wanted to stop the run. And funny enough, like, actually, Kenny Clark, when he was on the field, they did stop the run. But it's like, come on. Micah Parsons is freaking Micah Parsons. Like, you don't make that trade, but, like, that's what they wanted to do. But, and Kenny Clark, by the way, he flashed last night, too, like, making a couple plays here and there. I thought he was pretty solid. But, like, overall, I thought Dallas outplayed Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia has the better players, but I thought Dallas was the better team last
night. It's a terrible loss. Like, they really should have won the game.
It's a shame that, like, we saw the CeeDee Lamb drops. Yeah.
God.
Your second best player on offense. like that's the guy that cost you the game. Like, they outplayed Philly, and that was the exact game to try to steal it, and they just couldn't do it. And we might look back, maybe Dallas ends the year 8-9 or 9-8 and say, hey, this is why they didn't make it as a 7 seed, or why they didn't challenge either the Eagles or the Commanders for winning the NFC East, because all these games add up. We might say it's just week one, but it counts just as much as week 18 does, and it's a damn shame that it did it. I do have one more takeaway from last night. It doesn't have to do with the game, but just like that was, did you see the commercial? The come on, ride the float and ride it. I love that commercial.
I didn't.
You didn't see it? I think the NFL might have tweeted it. People were talking about it last night. And it features like DK Metcalf's, I think, either wife or fiance. She's wearing like a DK Metcalf jersey and a bunch of like other like YouTube creators.
Okay.
Drewski's in it. And it's like his remixing.
Who's Drewski?
He's like the comedian, the blonde haired, like heavier black guy comedian that like is like a, like all over like Twitter and YouTube. I'm sure you would recognize him if you saw him.
I don't think I would. Like, Tyler's like, how do I? I don't know, man. I'm 42. I'm sorry. I don't know who Drewski is.
If you Google Drewski, you would recognize him. Like, he's everywhere.
I'm not trying to like sound cool either when I say that. It's not like, wow, look how cool I am. I don't know who this person is. I think I'm not cool.
No, I don't. I'm not surprised you don't know him by name. But if you didn't recognize him, I would be surprised. If you look it up during the break, but come on,
look,
right?
I'll be honest. I told you yesterday. I went to the dispensary a couple nights ago. I got rocked, dude. So stop paying attention to commercials.
Like Dak Prescott.
I was just watching my money evaporate. Colin Wilson starts hour number two on the other side.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.